put it in writing. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just filing the paperwork to run for president. He's set to formally announce his second run for the White House a few hours from now in New Hampshire. President Biden using a cabinet meeting to list accomplishments.
I'm here with my cabinet continuing to focus on getting the job done for the American people. And continue to invest in America.
Adding that invest in America is more than just a slogan. This is the White House highlights a new website, invest.gov, listing projects across the country, while the Democratic National Committee launches a new ad campaign, arguing the president is delivering results. The future of AM radio gets an airing at a House hearing.
Some members of Congress, like Frank Pallone of New Jersey, believe keeping AM radio in vehicles is a matter of public safety when natural disasters hit.
A number of them relied on broadcast AM radio stations to get up-to-the-minute information, like where to get water, gas, and groceries.
Ford recently backtracked on a plan to eliminate AM radios from its 2024 models, but some automakers have decided to remove AM frequencies from electric vehicles due to interference from electric batteries. Congress is considering legislation to require new cars to have AM radio, but those representing the Alliance for Automotive Innovation argue against that and say that upgrading the integrated public alert and warning system can provide more alert options for people needing emergency information.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. A House Republican bill aimed at protecting gas stoves from new restrictions is sidetracked by Republicans. About a dozen conservatives blocking consideration of that measure, with some calling it retaliation for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit deal with the president. Stocks turning higher at the close. The Dow up 10 points at the bell after being down for most of the day. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
U.S. officials are still assessing who was behind an explosion at a Ukrainian dam early today.
With Russia and Ukraine trading accusations, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. cannot say conclusively what happened at a southern Ukrainian dam that was destroyed, killing civilians and causing widespread flooding near Crimea.
Destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security, and it will certainly have an impact on Ukraine's canal system.
Kirby says the U.S. will provide humanitarian support, but would not say if the dam's destruction would delay a long-expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The dam collapse also raising more concern about a nuclear plant in Ukraine. The UN watchdog says a large cooling pond nearby does have enough water to supply that plant for several months. Kirby today also sidestepping questions about a report that the U.S. knew about Ukrainian plans to attack Russia's Nord Stream pipeline. Kirby says the U.S. still calls it sabotage, but won't get ahead of ongoing investigations. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. ends a sexual misconduct trial just before it begins.
Moments before the civil trial was set to begin in a Manhattan courtroom, the case was taken off the docket. The reason for the cancellation was noted that the parties have resolved the matter. The trial, in which the alleged victim was seeking $6 million in damages, was based on an accusation that the Oscar-winning actor forcibly raped the woman known as Jane Doe twice in a New York City hotel room a decade ago. He claims the sex was consensual, and his lawyers insist that afterwards, the woman bragged to others that she just had sex with a celebrity May 2nd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The judge had ruled last week the testimony from other accusers would be allowed at that trial. Again, stocks finished higher, the Dow up 10 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.